Yeah, it could. Like I said, we kind of changed some stances on bias as far as how we view corn and beans with those USDA reports, but there's still some sort of a threat and risk that we need to be looking at when it comes to prices. And some of that in the shorter term, it would be for the soybeans on what we do with tariffs for China. Right now, we've heard 10% as of February 1st, but that's a far cry from the 40, 50, 60% that was said during the campaign. On the corn side of things, the thing that we have to be a little bit careful about is the 25% tariff that will be imposed on China or on Mexico and Canada as of February 1st. That could be a situation that the new crop corn could run into to issues with when it comes to going to Mexico, our number one buyer.